Over here is another big, big, powerful crowd. They're called Ernst & Young. Now, they're actually auditors, and they're Entrepreneur of the Year. That's their own brand, because they have an award that they give to businesses for being Entrepreneur of the Year and Company of the Year. Entrepreneur of the Year. Can I talk to you, Claire?
Of course you can.
This is Claire Harrington. You're actually on Audio Boo, where this will be recorded and broadcast on the internet.
Lovely to meet you.
My phone is all lovely. Look, it's lovely. I'm from a company called Change Agents, and I do this for fun and for my living.
Yeah.
But what are you doing? Why are Ernst & Young here?
Well, we're here today because we love entrepreneurship in Ernst & Young. We've run the Entrepreneur of the Year program for 15 years now, so heading into our 16th year in Ireland.
Is it just in Ireland, the Entrepreneur of the Year?
It's a global awards program. So every year we hold the Irish program, and our winner, who this year was Ed Harty from Dairy Master in Causeway in Kerry.
What does he do?
He makes milking parlours, various dairy farm equipment, very high-tech, global presence, all based and manufactured from his headquarters in Causeway in Kerry.
Where is he in Kerry?
Causeway.
Oh, I kind of know where that is. That's not far from Killarney.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And then it's a huge employer, employing 270 people in Ireland, 290 people globally. And they export to all parts of the world, to Russia, to the States. They have operations out in the States as well. So, you know, those huge farms in Texas that have thousands of cows, and they'll have Dairy Master equipment.
Did you find him, or did he find you?
I think we found him, and it took a bit of persuading, but he's delighted he came in, and he'll now go on to represent Ireland in the Global Awards programme in June of 2013.
God, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get cut off, are we? What are you hoping to get out of today?
We're hoping to meet a few entrepreneurs who might be able to enter this year in 2013, and maybe...
When's the closing date?
We haven't even opened nominations yet, so nominations will be opening towards the end of January, and it'll be the end of March before we close. And we'll have a Cork launch again in January. We'll be back here.
And tell me, the people who've won in the past, right? You often get a very, you know, razzmatazz, very sexy, wonderful thing to win. Do they have many of them gone on to be really successful? Have you got any really very big success stories out of it so far?
Oh, certainly. I mean, a list of our winners. Our first winner was Dennis O'Brien.
The Dennis O'Brien?
Yeah, and we've had winners such as Liam Casey, Mr. China. From
Liam Park. Casey?
Yeah.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Liam Casey?
Yeah, so, and then Anne Herity, who's the only female.
CPL?
Yeah.
CPL. Is Anne Herity here, by the way? I'd love to meet her.
I don't think she's here today, no.
Right. My business partner knows her well.
Oh, and, very good.
So we're due a meeting.
Now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, but we have three categories. So we have emerging, industry, and international. And a winner will come from each category, and then there'll be an overall winner. So it's not just for the Liam Caseys. We also like the new up-and-coming businesses who are the real innovators, the real success
stories. But I'm particularly, Anne Herity, a woman,
yeah,
right? No,
yeah,
I'm particularly
fantastic.
Interested in women entrepreneurs. Do you know her?
I do. I've met her a good few times. She's one of our judges, and she's a great supporter of the programme. She was the winner in 2006.
Right, and she's a big cookie. Oh, here's my bit. Jonathan Arm, come here, meet this lady.
Hello,
Claire Harrington.
Nice to meet you, Jonathan.
Ernst & Young. He's South African.
Are you recording?
We're talking about Anne Herity. Come on, join the conversation. Where did you first meet Anne Herity, the very first time you met her?
In Dublin. I went up and did a pitch to her. Quite intimidating, because obviously she has a great reputation, but she's actually...
Do you know she was the winner of the Ernst & Young Prize in 2006? Did you know that?
I
didn't know that.
Another winner?
Have you won the Ernst & Young...
Far from it. I won a train ticket one time.
Who are you?
Pat O'Flynn.
Pat, and who are you, Pat?
Who am I?
Yeah, what business? Are you a politician? Are you the mayor?
I have a new startup again.
What's it called?
Salvo Trin.
And what does it do?
Drug development.
And what there's loads of them.
A cholesterol lowering drug.
It'll lower my cholesterol?
Exceptionally good, and it'll also raise your good one.
When can I have it?
Probably after Christmas.
After Christmas?
So
in Ireland?
Put it on the list.
Yeah.
Put it on the Santa list.
Name of the company again?
Salvo Trin.
How can they contact you?
Look us up on www.salvotrin.com.
Thanks very much.
He was a finalist with us. I can't remember which year now, but Pat was a great finalist, and again, great member of the alumni community. We have a very strong alumni community, and we do things with our alumni every year. So we get, say for example, this year we brought everyone out to Silicon Valley in San Francisco.
Southern to you. Very good.
Yeah, so we got to bring them out, and it's a mixture for, we bring our finalists on as guests of Ernst & Young, and then a lot of our alumni come out themselves because of the value it adds to their businesses. So we had over 110 people out with us this year on what I believe is one of the largest unofficial trade missions to leave the country. So we had executive education out there and everything. So
in Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
There's an Enterprise Ireland guy in Silicon Valley who is David Iver Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's the brother-in-law of Nom Nom's husband. Yeah. Alex Smith. He's the brother of Alex Smith.
And
he's from Cork. Yeah. Do you know him?
So he met. I believe if it's the same person, he's left Enterprise.
There's only one.
Now,
oh, has he?
I believe if it's the same person.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, he's on Twitter, David Iver Smith, and David, you're listening to this, I'm sure. And we're talking about you.
He met us out when we were out there. He came to dinner with us one evening.
Claire, let me ask you one question. Do these entrepreneurs like talking to each other? The ones that are successful, or have they got such a big ego they're only interested in themselves?
There is no egos at all. And I'm a recent graduate from college, and they talk to me and listen to my opinions as if I've been, you know, running my own business for 10 years sometimes. And they share their stories and very open with giving advice. So the ones who are, you know, global companies, if someone's gone to China, they'll tell someone who's looking to go out into China. It's really a lot of trust in there and a great network.
And from all the people you've talked to and your own studies and everything, if you had a bit of advice to give entrepreneurs about how to build their brand, right, to build their brand, give me three bits of advice you'd pass on to a new entrepreneur here today. If you got a chance to give them a bit of pass on good advice, what would you say?
I think the biggest thing that everybody hears at the moment is to not be afraid to go out there and tell your story, and to tell it as much as you can and as often as you can, because eventually you'll find that people start to remember you, people start to pick up on it. And, you know, there's great support from the local chambers of commerce, the local county councils, there's great support from other entrepreneurs, and days like today, to come to things like this and get your name out there, I think it's really important.
So number one, get your story out there as often as you can, to as many people as possible, and you'll get known.
I'm no entrepreneur.
But give me a second piece of advice on building your brand, other than getting your story out there. What else do you need to do you think?
Well, I mean, obviously it depends on the industry that you're in. Getting, you know, if you're in something very technical, obviously you need to start getting your name into technical magazines, getting the ads into the trade magazines, into the right places. If you're more a consumer brand, social media at the moment is very important, and to try and, you know, capture having an online presence. And, you know, if that's something you're not aware of, there's a lot of free online resources in that area that can help you learn what are you supposed to be doing online, because it's a very confusing area.
Is there anyone you'd pick in particular? I don't want to put you on spot. I haven't told you what I'm going to ask you. but since you say there's some good stuff online, is there anything that appeals to you?
One of our finalists from this year, an emerging finalist of ours, is called Simply Zesty. Simply Zesty.
Neil Harbison.
Niall
Harbison,
he was one of our finalists this year. And he has a blog where every day he talks about different things in the industry, what you should be looking for. They have free videos on their website. So, you know, their idea is if they give out a lot of free information, free advice, then obviously people know that they know what they're talking about, and eventually they might want to pay for more. But if you're at that early stage, they do have a lot of free advice in there.
Right, so number two, tap into Simply Zesty. a third piece of advice for anybody on how to develop their brand. Any last piece?
Do your accounting through Ernst & Young.
Definitely.
What did you say?
Do your accounting with Ernst & Young.
Ernst & Young. The first thing I saw with Ernst & Young.
Partner.
Do you know what I saw? The first thing, it just was a sheer chance. On your screen here, you have a running presentation. But the very first thing I saw was that one. Who are we? Our values. You know, do you think it's of any importance to a company to be clear about what they stand for and what their values are? Do you think that matters?
Yes, absolutely. Because the more you grow, the more important that becomes. That was defined very strongly at the very beginning. Because if you have 5 employees in an office, you don't need to write it down. You might all know it. You might all live and breathe it. But eventually, as you grow, you might have 1,000 employees. And how are they supposed to know what your values are if you haven't really been very concrete about that. And I think it's really important because you want a company to grow in the direction that you started it in and that you want it to continue. I have one final bit of advice for the third way to build your brand. It's to enter our program.
Yeah, enter the program.
How
would somebody enter? They're listening to this. How do they enter?
So unfortunately, we haven't opened our nominations for 2013 just yet. I'm just here starting to get the word out there, as I was saying.
You're building, you're like Apple, you know, you're saying we've got this wonderful, sexy product, but you can't have it yet, right? So go on, you're doing it well, I can see.
We'll have a Cork launch in January. Towards the end of January, we'll be back in Cork and we'll be launching our 2013 nominations, and it's an online or a hard copy nomination.
Hey, Change Agents might enter Entrepreneur of the Year. We're the co-founders of Change Agents. Why shouldn't we enter?
I think we'll
blame Claire.
We don't win.
So our nominations will be closing at the end of March. So we'll have February and March as an open window.
What you spoke so passionately about values, I'm going to give you a little thing. There's a woman called Liz Strauss in America. She's the co-founder of a thing called Subcon, a most magnificent community of entrepreneurs in America. She has a great phrase, values attract values.
Yeah.
Values attract values,
that's
you know.
True.
So in terms of the other reason why, in addition to what you're saying, get all your company aligned in behind your values so you all know. But then in addition to that, you see, you go out into the outside world with your values, and that is where your values can attract other people to you.
True.
Claire, you're great.
Thanks a million.
It's very nice to meet you.
You too.
Will you get a piece of paper from them? I am.
I'm the kiddie.
I've got all sorts of things in my hand, and I haven't got a hand free.
Yeah, that's our last year's brochure.
Have we got Claire's card? Oh,
yeah,
that's great. We got Claire's card. Look, we'll keep in touch. We don't do business cards. We actually, we'll connect with you on LinkedIn.
Great. Yes.
We have your LinkedIn thing, right?
Yeah.
So we'll tap into you on LinkedIn. We're a real, we do the online stuff really well,
yeah.
You know. So, in fact, you're talking to an online excessive person here, you know. I'm making a virtue of the fact that our designers are working. We're a startup in one sense where we've got designers working as we speak to build our new, the designs that will speak our language for us, right?
Yeah.
And we're actually, the business cards are coming down the track. I'm reassuring my business partner.
We will
have business cards in the end. But we're making a virtue of the absence of a business card by linking with people on LinkedIn.
Yes, it's great too.
Okay, thanks a million. You're very good. You're very good. Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.